Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Two fanboys and a filthy casual back at you once again. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
Wow. So it's almost like it was on cue, Harold. So welcome back. You know, we are back at you, but as you can kind of tell, it's not that our audio is terrible. It's just that we're trying something new. You know, it is the time of Corona, and unfortunately now we have decided to self-isolate ourselves. And since I can't trust Harold or Lewis to not be sick, and vice versa, I guess, we've decided to try to do this podcast on Zoom.
Yeah, right on. So, I mean, this is just us doing our part, self-isolating, social, whatever it is, social distancing. I think a few miles away is plenty, but, you know, with the power of technology, here we are. Also, actually, hopefully we get sponsored by Zoom.
Actually, Dennis is not too far from me, so
that's right.
Technically, he's two miles away. Wait. I was just lifting my finger just to be like,
oh, okay. Dennis is to my left.
Dennis over here to me.
Well, you're below.
Of all the days, Harold's the one that's like really, really like distorted. It's amazing. You know, for somebody who doesn't like autotune.
Is it bad?
No, it's better now. So
no, on a scale of one to T-Pain, you're like, you know, you're okay.
you're like Glee first season.
Oh Jesus Christ, that's even worse.
So let's start off our day, you know, with potpourri. Lewis, why don't you start us off?
Okay, so for potpourri, this is usually the part of the podcast where we talk about what video games we're playing, what we're reading, what we're binging. But since everything pop and mainstream seems to be talking about Corona and coronavirus, let's see how it's affected our world this week. So we just found out this week that the Brooklyn Nets had four players test positive for the coronavirus. Unfortunately, one of the four players is one of the biggest names in the sport, if not in, you know, sports in general, Kevin Durant. You know, this guy hasn't played, you know, hasn't dribbled the ball since last year's finals, yet unfortunately he came positive with this virus. So what do you guys think about this piece of news? A week after the NBA suspended league play because just to avert this crisis.
Well, my reaction is, why couldn't it have been the Clippers?
Hey, man. You were just waiting for that.
I think Dennis's reaction was actually, how come it couldn't be LeBron James?
Oh, ooh. you kind of got me there, dude.
Well, they're still being tested at the moment, so maybe luck is on Dennis's side.
I think that's one of the weirder parts about it is, yeah, just look back a week ago, the last team the Nets played were the Lakers. So, you know, it is like one degree of separation between Kevin Durant shaking hands with LeBron and the entire Lakers organization. So, yeah, that's going to be crazy. Hopefully the Lakers turn out okay with all this.
One of my favorite notions is the fact that, you know, a week ago when we were we had just like a couple of days after recording, you know, we were still kind of like joking around about it, we were still kind of like pretty casual about it, but then all it took is one NBA player to catch it, all of a sudden the world stopped.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be one of the, like Lewis said, one of the biggest faces of the league, like top five players in the league, a former MVP, former finals MVP, taking it away from Steph Curry, apparently. And, you know, you have a guy like we had discussed earlier who wasn't even playing, getting contracting the virus, which is just crazy because how does a person who's not even playing in the game against other people who's bodying against, how does he contract that disease?
Yeah, it definitely puts all that stuff in the news and the perspective because, that puts the virus right in our literal backyard. I mean, a few weeks ago. Like, if you follow our podcast, you know that we were at Staples Center just a few weeks ago. So that means, you know, I hate to say it, but these Brooklyn Nets were playing here in LA, shaking hands with the players, with the coaches, with the staff, with the arena, with the fans. So it's just like, it really, yeah, that I think that's why, you know, doing this self-isolation and recording like this is a good idea, Dennis. Thank you, man.
It's interesting that, you know, sports has definitely been shut down, but, you know, especially since considering our topics, you know, a bunch of movies have also been halted. A lot of productions have been halted. I know that a lot of the Disney Plus shows have been put on hold. What other ones do you know that have either been put on hold or have been postponed, or maybe the due date has like been moved forward?
Well, I know for a fact, like, the big Marvel Disney Plus shows have been postponed or at least put on hiatus. Like, we're looking at Loki, Falcon, and Winter Soldier, which obviously they've already started filming because, you know, we had that awesome teaser trailer a few months ago. And I think also WandaVision was put on hold, which is actually, if you think of it, that's like 90% of their slate that's supposed to be coming out this year. So that means everything's going to get pushed back. I mean, not be like selfish or whatnot, but that's entertainment that's going to be postponed, or there's going to be a big gap in a lot of people's calendars this coming.
It's also kind of nice that, not nice, but like one of the things that actually happened is that a lot of the movies that were supposed to be in theaters or go on to streaming or even download services have come a lot quicker. So we had Frozen 2 that just dropped on Disney Plus recently. You have the theatrical movies like the new Trolls movie, and I think even the Suicide Squad, or not Suicide Squad, but what is it? Birds of Prey coming out to a video on demand. So people were saying that, is this like a new, thing that companies are really going to just forego the theaters and just go straight to on demand kind of deal? Because those movies are now available to download, but or not even to download, they're available to rent for $20.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that, because, you know, we're talking about the economy, we're talking about like small businesses closing down and everything, but imagine that the coronavirus you know, ushers in a new era in like in streaming and all these things. The fact that, you know, AMC and all these places will all of a sudden have to shutter just because of all this.
Yeah, that's a great point, because, you know what, I mean, the theater industry is already like struggling as it is with all the streaming services and whatnot. Like, you're right. Like, what if this is like the knockout blow? Like, and that's gonna be crazy, because I mean, we live here in the Valley. One of the icons, you know, in the 2000s was the AMC Westfield, which is now like, it's a ghost town there, like, right? Not Westfield. I don't know. The one adjacent to Westfield in between the Village. But, you know, the only thing in that mall is the AMC movie theater. And it's tough to imagine that, yeah, maybe this is it. This is going to force people to be like, you know what? $20 for one ticket is not worth it. It's better if I just rent it on my, you know, 4K, however big TV you got at home. And, you know, 4, 5, 6 people can watch it here and we'll save money. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how things look in a few weeks, in a few months, yeah.
Dude, I didn't even think about that math, because when Harold said $20, part of me is like, man, that's too expensive. I'm not going to rent a movie just so I can see it once and pay $20. And it's like, crap, that's what we do in movies.
No, and even in that, it's like, when you're watching a movie at the movie theater, technically you're renting the movie, because you're not saving the movie. You're only going to see it the one time. But like, the other thing that I always remember is they've said this, that the death of theaters was supposed to come a long time ago. I don't believe that there's ever going to be a replacement for the theater experience in general. Just because, you know, when you watch that blockbuster, imagine if you had watched Avengers or the latest Star Wars at home, as opposed to the giant screen surround sound with other fans. Like, that experience is never going to be tainted by, or ever going to be, have a comparison with the home viewing thing. The home viewing audience is always going to be just something that you have as supplemental to me. It's like something that's secondary. So after you watched it at, say, you know, a theater and everything, and you, like we say, you wanted to watch it at home, and people who have seen it at theaters already are like, oh, I'd like to watch it again. You maybe not want to go to the theater, and then you end up, you know, getting it at home itself.
But I mean, we're already seeing it in Netflix. You know, the fact that we have that famous director basically dropped it to video on Netflix. It seems like that's already a, you know, that's already coming in. But you're right. I maybe not get rid of it totally, but I think it there's always a possibility that it becomes kind of like the theater, you know, where it's like a special night, you know, you and your family go there and, you know,
yeah,
and cozy it up there. And who knows, maybe that's going to be because of this.
So speaking of audience experience, if I can transition, one of the other victims, unfortunately, of this Corona epidemic is the WWE. So, you know, as we've, you know, I think we've dedicated at least two or three episodes already to our love of wrestling and all that good stuff. But this week, you know, two huge announcements or two huge changes in WWE programming. First off, they've announced that, you know, moving forward, they are doing Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown, their weekly live shows, in front of an empty audience at the WWE Performance Center in Florida. So, I mean, I think Carol has had a chance to watch. I don't know if Dennis, if you had a chance to watch it, but what do you guys think of this new, like, format? It's, you know, it's obviously totally different. The only time I can think of off the top of my head that they've ever done this is that they did a gimmick match years ago with Mankind versus The Rock in front of a halftime heat, I think it was, where, you know, that was a whole gimmick, because they had an empty arena and they had, like, a back-and-forth garbage match, basically. But yeah, so for the next few weeks leading up to WrestleMania, their big Super Bowl, they're going to be doing this in front of an empty arena. So yeah, what do you guys think?
First of all, the last Raw was pretty damn funny, because it was on March 16th, which is also known as 316. So of course, there's one wrestling character who's always famous for his 316 catchphrase, and that's of course Jesus, because God is everything. But also Stone Cold Steve Austin. So you have probably the biggest wrestler of all time coming to do a special appearance. And then he comes to an empty arena, and it's hilarious because a lot of what he talks about is like audience responsive. So when he said, "Give me a hell yeah," there was no answer.
It's crickets.
And he was basically doing the what to himself. But the funniest thing was, he had one of the announcers, when he was doing the "give me a hell yeah," he had one of the announcers, he did it a couple of times with no response, and then Byron Saxton was like, "Hell yeah." And then he just looked at him like, "The hell is this guy?" So there's that. So that Raw in itself is interesting. But the thing that I still boggles my mind is the fact that they're still holding WrestleMania. And they're doing WrestleMania in the same way, in front of an empty audience, and in front of no audience, and just performers in general. WrestleMania is like, you know, church. Like Lewis said, it was Super Bowl. And to have their biggest event for the whole year in front of nobody, it's going to be kind of weird.
So is Stone Cold, what he was doing, is that something that the other wrestlers are doing, basically still doing the same shtick, still going for the pop, and just without the audience?
Yeah, they're pandering to nobody. They're basically pandering to the TV audience, thinking that the TV is going to talk back to them. Unfortunately, that technology does exist. Obviously, we're doing it right now. But the pop's just never going to be as loud, no matter what's on, no what sound system they have over there.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I think one of the funniest one was, yeah, like what Harold said, when a Stone Cold looks to the camera and says, "Give me a hell yeah," and then the camera pans to the audience. It's literally a row of empty chairs. It's like,
oh, oh, so were they doing that intentionally as a joke now, or they weren't thinking? What do you think?
No, they did that. They did that intentionally because they knew that there was going to be nobody there, and he was just like, "This is my." He had to clue Austin in because, you know, Austin's a professional, and it was such a great viral moment that I hope that it continues stuff like that. But the other news with WrestleMania is that they just actually announced today, we're recording this on Wednesday, but they're actually splitting WrestleMania into two nights, which has never happened before. And so what my mind is probably they're going to do one night where the main event is either the women's title or the Universal Championship, and then the second night will be like the WWE Championship or whatever they believe is the bigger one. Probably whatever Goldberg is wrestling is going to be the final match. So
Goldberg is back,
and he's the champion.
Yeah, dude, Stone Cold's back. The Undertaker's there. Goldberg's back. So it's right for your audience, Dennis.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock Lesnar too.
So I need to get back on wrestling is what you're saying.
Yes. Because the champions of wrestling right now, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, just like 15 years ago.
Harold, Dennis is the problem. Because, you know, not to be that guy, but I think Harold and I go to the same corners of the wrestling internet. So there's a lot of critics who are like, who on earth wants Goldberg and Brock Lesnar as champions? This guy. Or wait.
I don't know where he is on your screen, but he's this guy to me.
I should write Triple H. I'm like, the guys like Dennis don't even subscribe to WWE Network.
Well, technically, neither do I right now. Because,
okay, never mind. You
know, times are tough. Hey, we don't know. Right, dude. You know, we're trying to save money on a lot of externals. I might even cancel. Well, it might be a bad idea to cancel like Netflix and Disney Plus at this time, where, you know, since we're quarantined for our social times. Yeah, I might not be the best idea.
That's true.
So now that we have Potpourri done and over, let's get to our main event. You know, during this time. During this time, usually there's there's magic in the air happening. Spring comes, March comes, and Harold comes. He comes with a new. I didn't finish my sentence.
That was the worst thing ever.
With an oldie but goodie to kind of entertain us in these dark times.
So, like Dennis said, generally around this time, there's two big events that happen. And unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, they had to cancel a lot of big events. And this being the month of March, they had to cancel both the women's and men's basketball, NCAA basketball tournaments. So the March Madness is no longer there. And, you know, you feel bad for the players and everybody who never got to finish their college careers. But we are here to take up their slack. And for the third year in a row, we will give you the two fanboys and a filthy casual version of March Madness.
Madness!
The Bracken. Or how Lewis wanted to say March Sadness.
Womp womp.
But for me, because we actually get to do this, it's March Gladness. So
womp womp.
Last year for our March Madness bracket, we did the top Disney movies or our favorite Disney movies of all time. And somehow we ended up with The Lion King because, you know, the superior movie. Yes, Dan?
I was wondering, what was our first year? I completely forgot.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes, we did a bracket of greatest Lakers ever.
Yeah. So, and Dennis's answer, just like Dylan, was Dylan, 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 Dylan.
Hey, and look. Now that 2 years pass, that's how great he is. The fact that when he passes away, everything falls to crap.
Exactly. Because like we said before, until Kobe Bryant passed away, he was the glue holding this world together. Because everything just crapped right after he died.
Yeah. I know we're not a video, but I'm doing a thumbs down.
We Thumbs might be on for video, apparently.
Take it back.
So this year's tournament is kind of similar to last year, but we're changing it up. This year, instead of Disney movies, we're going to take a look at, because, you know, big fans of the animations genre for all of us here, it's going to be non-Disney, non-anime, non-claymation animated movies. So the guys gave me a list of some of their favorites. I took that and added some of my favorites, and we are going to find out who the favorite non-Disney animated movie is for the Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual
podcast. Okay. How many teams are we looking at here? I mean, how many movies
are we looking at? We are looking at 32.
Jeez. Fine. Okay.
Sounds yeah. Good. So as we did last year and as we did the year before, we're going to create the brackets and put them up online. So if you want to play along or if you think that we are wrong somehow, give Never. Us your suggestions. Or, fill out your bracket. Yeah, that's going to be fun. We should fill out brackets. Have other people fill out their brackets. There and then we'll find out what your favorite animated movie is of all time. So are you two fanboys ready?
Yes, ready, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So the very first one, this is the Dennis special. Spider-Man.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, no. That already sounds terrible. If you guys want the Dennis special, you got to pay for our Patreon.
That's a little bit of extra, bro.
That's like the premium service. Dennis's OnlyFans, as Lewis said.
I think Dennis's OnlyFans is called Only Dan's.
Eh?
Sorry. Move on.
All right. So round one, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Versus the Flintstones Meet the Jetsons.
Jeez.
Yes.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I don't have very fond memories of Jetsons Meet the Flintstones. At least the movie. I love the cartoon. I love the series. But in this case, I think Into the Spider-Verse was miles ahead of stuff that came out in the last few years. So it's got to outdo, you know, a classic, but, you know, a forgettable classic. So Spider-Verse for me.
How dare you? How dare you? The fact that you would ignore the possible coupling of Jane and Fred Flintstone, all of us shippers, was definitely rooting for that one, but you know Elroy had to ruin. But unfortunately, I think I would have to go with Lewis here. Although I do have fond memories of Jetsons Meet the Flintstones, we can't deny the greatness of Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm sorry, did you call them the Jetstones? Meet the Flintstones?
The Flintstones?
Well, the Flintstones. Don't you remember when in the movie the Flintstones and the Jetsons were playing together and they were using Jetstones?
And that's how my nephew got his name. Or that's how my parents pronounce his name. All right, so Spider-Man wins that round. The next round, or the next top seed, Balto versus South Park the movie.
Damn it. Ooh. Okay, I'll start. There is... I'm telling you now, unless you can come up with something else, South Park the movie is going to be my new COVID practice.
I knew it.
So, South Park.
I'd have to agree. Balto was perfectly fine, but unfortunately kind of forgettable. South Park, on the other hand, catchy tunes, hella controversial. Let's go with South Park.
All right. Bigger, moving on to... On. Yes. Bigger, longer, than okay. All right. Next one, Madagascar versus Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Ooh, okay. Madagascar has a special place in my heart only because that's a movie that my kids love. So it's like one of those sentimental things. But for the sake of this bracket, I'm going to have to go with quality and Mask of the Phantasm. It gave us a nuanced... Bruce Wayne and, you know, a tragic love story between him and I can't remember the character's name, but such a good story. So it has to be Mask of the Phantasm for me.
Yeah, I think I have to go with Lewis on this one. First and foremost, I didn't think Madagascar was too funny. But at the same time, I remember watching Mask of the Phantasm, and this was during the heyday of Batman, the animated series. And I already thought that animated series was perfectly amazing. And then when I found out that they were going to do this movie, I was blown away. Like, this was, I hate to say this, you know, this was during the time where, like, the nipple Batmans were raining hard. And
the nipples are raining hard.
Yeah. It's so hard. It was cutting diamonds. It was cutting diamonds. Cutting glass.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
It's real hard.
It's super hard.
So, yeah. So I would have to go Mask of the Phantasm for this one.
All right.
Damn. There's no controversy yet.
No. We're
not. We'll get to the round of 16 and round of 8.
Yeah. Yeah. So How to Train Your Dragon versus Ice Age.
I'll start. I don't know. Ice Age, I'm surprised at how much I actually like that movie. At first, it was one of those things that I was kind of poo-pooing because, you know, how good can DreamWorks in a movie be? But surprisingly, it was nuanced. Surprisingly, there was a lot of heart. Everybody hates Lewis? No, not Lewis.
Raymond.
Raymond, there you go.
I'm right here, man.
He's just talking in general.
Yeah, but the fact that Raymond was the voice was kind of like irking me at certain points. But I thought it was pretty good. But no, I have to go with the first one, though. I can't justify saying that that Ice Age was a better movie.
I would have to agree too. How to Train Your Dragon was an awesome, awesome surprise. Like you said, it was one of those, like, it looks generic. It looks kind of like, okay, another DreamWorks movie. But just from beginning to end, it had great mythology, great characters, great story, and a kind of a heartbreaking ending. How, you know, homie lost his foot. I can't remember his name. I'm horrible at these things. Ice Age, huh?
He did?
Yeah, dude. The guy from How to Train Your Dragon. Okay. Damn it. and Ice Age, you know, I know retrospect is the best, is 2020, but part of me feels like it was a great first movie, but it got diluted after, like, the fourth or fifth Ice Age movie. So I was like, yeah, the shine is off in that franchise, unfortunately, even though the first one was still really good.
Yeah, the ice had a lot of ages. All right, here we go. Next one, Anastasia versus The Lego Movie.
Lewis?
Wow, okay. Anastasia. I think, weirdly enough, the only part of that movie I really remember is their version of Rasputin, which I don't know if that was even, like, historically correct, but Lego Movie, it was a lot like what I mentioned earlier for Spider-Verse, one of the better movies in, like, you know, a couple of, in that grouping of years or in the last decade. I'd have to go Lego Movie. It was definitely one of the, you know, better, again, well made, hilarious, intentionally funny stuff in the last few years. So Lego Movie for me.
This is, I think this is the first time that I'm actually, like, having to struggle here, because I loved both movies. Anastasia is, I think, one of the better, if not the best, like, princess movie aside that is non-Disney. The songs itself was actually pretty good. So much so that they actually made a musical out of it. But Lego Movie was one of those things where it just came out of nowhere. You know, I remember hearing the pitch, and I remember hearing the promo, and I thought to myself, this is stupid. And I was one of those people, and I think I'm one of the few people, that actually did not watch it in the theaters because I didn't think much of it. you know. But then when I finally got to watch it, I was so pleasantly surprised that I was kind of disappointed. You know, one of the catchiest jingles or one of the catchiest songs in a long time, to the point where when they tried doing the second movie, they kind of failed to copy it. So it seemed like it was, at that moment, it was almost like lightning in a bottle where everything was just going well. So I think just so that Harold has something to do, I'm going to go Anastasia.
Lego movie. All right. Here we go. Anastasia was all right.
How dare you?
Did not even need to think about it. Lego movie is still one of my favorite movies of all time. Sorry, man. I didn't spell this wrong. So, Happy Feet versus, and this is, it's either the first one or the second one. It's really up to you how you interpret it. An American Tale.
Oof. Happy Feet or American Tale, is that what you said?
Yeah. So, you, Dan.
I hated Happy Feet, so American Tale.
Okay, let's make Harold work, because I actually really liked Happy Feet. American Tale, I think it's one of those cultural things, because I think I was still in the Philippines when that came out, and I saw it on like a cousin's VHS. I didn't really like it. I haven't seen it since then. I haven't had any like inclination to, like, go out of my way to watch it. I guess it's on Disney Plus now. Maybe I'll go check it out since Harold put it on the list. But I'm gonna go with Happy Feet.
How do you not relate that? An American Tale storyline.
We don't have mice in the Philippines. It's freaking ginormous rats over there, dude.
Coronavirus.
Come on, man.
I gotta agree with Dan on this. As someone who was in the country at the time, someone who loves that song, I have to go with An American Tale. Because Fievel Huskowitz.
What West?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Mike Sujati just liked my Twitter tweet. Thank you, Michael. All right. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs versus Charlotte's Web.
I liked Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I liked Charlotte's Web.
Is Dennis
book.
Crying right now?
Do I have to say the whole movie? Well, I thought it was a fun, silly, stupid movie. Charlotte's Web was one of those kids, great kids classics. I think I'm gonna go with Cloudy on this one.
I'm trying to figure out your bracket here, because normally, like, I can kind of come up with this, but are you telling me that Charlotte's Web is like not the lowest one?
Oh, you do not like that movie?
No, I'm just trying to figure out, because there are other movies that passed that I would have watched over Charlotte's Web. But real quick, it's Charlotte's Web and what's the other movie?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I didn't like Cloudy. And so even though I wasn't a huge fan of Charlotte's Web, I'm going to go with Charlotte's Web.
Huh. I actually like Cloudy because, Bill Hader and Anna Faris.
Yeah, Anna Faris was great in that movie. And, Mr. T in the first one and whomever, I think it was Terry Crews in the
Terry
second
Crews
one.
Terry Crews in the second one, yeah. Because those guys are interchangeable, apparently.
Was it the same character?
Yeah. Yeah, he plays the same character.
Oh, on, that's
yeah. So I love Charlotte's Web, but I gotta go with Cloudy here. All right. Next one. The Rio, a movie about birds, versus the Simpsons movie.
Oh. I love the Simpsons. I did not like that movie. I don't know why I couldn't, like, I think the best, worst thing you can say about the Simpsons movie is something I read somewhere or heard from a friend. It was a 2 hour or an hour and a half episode, which could either be a good thing or a bad thing, because when you want a Simpsons movie, at least, I was still old enough to remember when it came out, thinking, like, this is either going to be the end of the franchise or some game-changing amazing episode. And unfortunately, it wasn't. Rio, on the other hand, I thought it was a perfect. That's the one with the lizard, right? Or yeah, no,
no.
I'm thinking Rango. I'm sorry, Rio is a bird. My bad.
Yeah, the one with the blue cacao or whatever.
Okay, well, you know, I think in that case, the fact that I couldn't even distinguish between Rio and Rango, I guess I'll just have to go with Simpsons movie on this one.
I really liked Rio, to be honest with you. It was just different. And I think that although Simpsons movie was a good movie, there's only one or two scenes there that I actually like watching. The boob lady is one of them, definitely. That's pretty much it. So I think I'm gonna go Rio, dude.
Oh wow, okay.
Okay. Next round.
Harold. I win Simpsons. Who do you have?
Come on, man.
Okay.
The Iron Giant versus Megamind.
Damn it, dude. Come on, man. I like both of those. Iron Giant, unfortunately. As clever as Megamind was, and you know, we do appreciate our Will's Ferrells here, our William Ferrells here. Iron Giant, Brad Bird, beginning to end, great, well made. You know, launched a bunch of careers. So yeah, I'd have to go with the classic.
Overrated.
God damn it!
I gotta tell you. Iron Giant.
Logging off.
Iron Giant is like Miyazaki, you know what I mean? It's like, oh.
Oh, man. Here we go.
It's like, oh, Brad Bird, Iron Giant, it has to be good. So we have to put that in every single one. I don't know. It didn't connect with me, to be honest with you. So I'm going to go with Will Ferrell on this one and go Megamind.
Wow. You know what this is? It's a tough one too, but I do love Megamind. But I'm going with the Iron Giant. The guy's name is Hogarth, man. I mean,
overrated.
I love the Superman ending. The Superman ending, even though technically he didn't have to sacrifice his life.
Everything was okay anyway.
Yeah, spoilers. He goes into space to sacrifice himself for a nuke. Didn't need to.
Yeah. Well, if the Iron Giant started speeding around the planet reversing time, I would have gone Iron Giant.
If he had little rust stains on his
underneath his art. I like it. Kung Fu Panda versus the G.I. Joe movie.
Kung Fu Panda.
Same. Kung Fu Panda. Okay. G.I. Joe was just a cash grab, I think, for those movies.
Although, not to be fair, that's the reason why I love Sergeant Slaughter. So
that's true. He did get a big push in that movie.
Yeah.
He had a big what?
Push.
Oh, sorry.
Push.
I thought I heard something else for a second. Despicable Me versus Hotel Transylvania.
Ooh.
Oh. Why couldn't this go up against, you know, Charlotte's Web?
I don't know, man. Sometimes things go random in the middle.
I'm going to go Hotel Transylvania. I think it's one of the better, newer Adam Sandler movies. And it was funny. It had enough. It had the right amount of fart jokes and and like heart. That it's one of my more favorite movies. So I'm gonna go Hotel Transylvania.
I loved Hotel Transylvania too. Clever story, one of Sandler's better, you know, offerings in the last few years. But I just think Despicable Me was one of those like really great Steve Carell roles. Obviously launched a ton of stupid merchandise for Universal and a bunch of spinoffs. I like Despicable Me, so I'm gonna go with that.
I liked Hotel Transylvania because it was what's the name of that movie again? But the movie that had Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
That's My Boy?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's basically that, but animated.
Yeah, but with a girl.
And this is like more for like Lewis did into nostalgia. Like Despicable Me came out when my sister's kids were like babies. And that was one of the movies that they watched constantly. So that was their very first version of Frozen. So I'm going to have to go with Despicable Me. Yeah. Sorry, that was a teeth one. For you, Den, Shark Tale. Versus Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh.
No question. I have to go with William Smith. Just because, yeah. William Smith.
A vote for Will Smith is also a vote for Jackson Black, by the way.
So Jackson Black.
So it's a two-edged sword. I like Teen Titans Go, but I kind of agree. I think Shark Tale was actually a really funny, well-made little movie. So I'm gonna go with that. Although Teen Titans Go is still a really great, great movie. Definitely worth watching if you haven't had a chance.
Yeah, very much so. Okay. The Land Before Time versus Sausage Party.
Oh, you did add Sausage Party.
I did.
Wow, that's like two ends of the spectrum, dude. Something you can watch.
Sorry, you're allowed to use that word. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I can use that word. Oh man, something you can watch with your kids and something you can't watch around your kids at all.
Is it Land Before Time just a more tragic Ice Age?
Yeah,
because there's more death.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But Sausage Fest, that one scene in the kitchen was just the slaughter, you know, like literal slaughter. Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna go against type. I did love Land Before Time, but I think again, it fell into that Ice Age formula of like, there's like what a literal dozen like Land Before Times now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Like it went straight to VHS back then, and like now I think, you know, straight to DVD. But I love Sausage Fest, one of those hilarious like modern day mature cartoons in the same vein as, you know, Dennis's Kobe this year, same vein as South Park the movie was decades ago. So I'm gonna go with Sausage Fest.
Party.
Sausage Fest.
It's the same. It's the same joke.
You know, Lewis's problem with the other one was that with Land Before Time was there was 12 of them. The problem with Sausage Fest is it only comes in pack of 8. So what do you do with the extra?
extra buns for something, I don't know.
I'm going to go with a classic. You know, it's still something that, although I had to kind of pause and fast forward certain parts, it's still something I showed my daughter and she really liked it. So I'm going to go with Land Before Time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Dan on this one. I actually saw a preview screening for Sausage Party with the directors and some of the producers. So it's kind of, you know, a fun thing to see. But Land Before Time is probably one of the saddest things up until, you know, they started doing more sequels where it's like, maybe not so much. But for the original and the classic, Land Before Time.
All right.
Shrek versus Surf's Up.
Ooh.
I'll start Shrek. Sorry. As much as it's like a meme now and people make fun, or, you know, the kids who grew up in that generation are college age kids now making fun of that stuff. It was a really good movie. A total 180 from the Disney movies that it was parodying. So I'm going to go with Shrek on this one.
I kind of feel like I know where this is going, so I want to be able to kind of like stand up for Surf's Up. Surf's Up is an amazing movie. If you've never watched Surf's Up, people listening to this, if you've never watched Surf's Up, it is great. If you are a fan of North Shore, the movie, if you're a fan of surfing, if you're a fan of Shia LaBeouf, this is the movie for you. It's one of the movies where if it's ever on the on TV, I have to sit down and watch it. It's a great action. I remember first time I watched it, I was so amazed at how beautiful the animation was. So if we're going animation style, if we're going, Shrek has not aged well, but if you watch
Sadly.
Surf's Up right now, it still looks amazing. All the tropes, all the things that made Shrek so fresh back then, right now is kind of like lame already. It's already passé. So I'm gonna go with Tried but True. I'm gonna go with Surf's Up.
Real quick before I do anything, I have a funny story about when I went to watch Shrek in theaters. I took a date to watch the movie, and in the middle of our date, she decided to answer a phone call from another dude. So 20 years later.
Yeah. That's the sound of me pulling my collar.
But I'm still going to go with Shrek. I loved Cameron Diaz in this movie. I hated Mike Myers because he was basically just doing his same Scottish thing, which I'm kind of sick of at the time. But Cameron Diaz and Eddie Murphy were gold for me. So I'm going to have to go with Shrek.
Was the guy calling Shia LaBeouf?
No. I know who the guy was, and it didn't end well for her. Anyways, the second to last one we have is the Transformers movie versus Trolls. Lou automatically gives a thumbs down.
This is my Miyazaki to Dennis. I don't know how that works, but I think Transformers is overrated. All you 80s kids love this schlock, but screw Hot Rod, screw that plot, screw this whole thing. But you know what? On the flip side, though, Trolls is a really, really well made musical. It just happened to be animated, so I love Trolls. Trolls for the win. I stand Justin Timberlake.
Transformers the movie is a terrible movie. That's what makes the movie amazing. That's what makes that movie so amazing. It's one of those things where it was a perfect blend of everything. You have the death of Optimus Prime. You have those weird, like, I don't even know what the accent, those garbage, like the Sharktacons or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Sharktacons.
What they were doing. It doesn't make sense why Ultra Magnus never got the Matrix of leadership. And it had to be the whiny Rodimus Prime or Hot Rod that gets it. But the fact that at the very, very end, like, if you get rid of everything. You get rid of all the faults, all the flaws of the thing. The fact that Hot Rod gets to open the Matrix of leadership, and then you hear the, you got the touch.
And you're going to do this.
You got the power. Oh, I have to go with Transformers the movie just for that. Real quick, I love Trolls. Trolls is one of my favorite movies, but because you don't have the opening of the Matrix leadership, if Poppy like reached into her hair and pulled the Matrix of leadership, hands down, the best movie ever. But Transformers the movie.
Wow. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised. Dude, damn it.
Superior movie? Trolls.
But for
five
us?
Seconds, 5 seconds of a movie, Transformers.
Sometimes all you need is 5 seconds, man.
That's true.
That's 4 seconds too long. All right.
Which, by the way, for those people listening there, this is not lag. This is Harold rethinking.
This is me being determined. Dude, for nostalgia alone, Transformers. Transformers. Sorry. All right. Feel free to argue with us, people. Okay, this is the last match of the round. Monsters versus aliens versus Sing. So three way.
What?
Because it's called Monsters versus Aliens.
Aliens versus Sing.
Yes. Sing, S-I-N-G, not some Mongolian conqueror that we don't know about. Or
Indian wrestlers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Errol, for clarifying that. I'm going to have to go with Sing. Monsters versus Alien was a perfectly fine, fun little movie with a bunch of actors. I feel like they were trying to cash a check. Sing, on the other hand, was a pleasant surprise. Same vein as Trolls. It's basically a musical, but in animated form. So really solid, you know, great movie. So I'm going to go with Sing.
Yeah, same with Lou. I still like Monsters versus Aliens. I still think it's pretty hilarious. But Sing, kind of like Trolls, came out of nowhere. It was one of those things where I was not like both movies. I only watched because my daughter wanted to watch it, and it turned out to be if I remember it right, when I watched Sing, I didn't want to go there because all of her friends were there and all of like the parents were there, and I was kind of like, I'm like, just be quiet. Give me popcorn. I'm just gonna eat. And then in the end, I was the one in tears and like clapping, you know, and singing along. So it was pretty good.
All right.
You love that movie more than your daughter.
So first round is over.
I know that this is the end of the first round, but we are out of time, surprisingly enough. So, you know, Harold kind of mentioned, you know, the idea that maybe, just maybe, some of you, what you guys can do is make this bracket, see if with the bracket that we have, and maybe Harold will share the bracket that he has, and you guys can start pulling it up.
And then on our next episode, we'll finish up our version of the bracket as well. And then we'll see, like Dennis said, see if yours matches up with ours. And then if not, you know, feel free to yell at us in the comments, because that's what you guys are pretty good at doing.
Exactly. Transformers for the win.
You know what, dude?
Hey, next time you open the Matrix of Leadership, you talk to me.
So that's it for us today.
I hope you enjoyed our episode. As usual, you can listen to our old episodes with our new website. It's called the2fanboys1casual.podbean.com.
On Facebook, you can find us, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Every time the podcast goes live, we'll post it there, as well as any fun memes, news, jokes around the internet. We'll be posting it there as well. Also, feel free to add us on the group. If you find us there, you know, a bunch of like-minded nerds, fanboys, and geeks like yourselves want to talk and hang out online, socially distancing from each other, go ahead and add us on.
Yeah, and then also on Twitter and Instagram at @2fanboys1casual. And like we say, you can find our podcast on any of the podcast venues, including iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode, you know, and I hope you guys, all of you, are taking care of each other out there. You know, in this time of crisis, it really is about, you know, banding together. It's really about finding the love with each other. So I hope that this at least gave you an hour or so of some joy and some happiness. And hopefully we get to see you guys again next week. Unless there's something else. That's it for us today. As usual, this is Two Fanboys and the Filthy Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold. Hold on. This is Harold. Sorry, I was waiting for the green box to be on me.